technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise, you know, just limbering up the chords.
It's ready for some old-timey fun.
Showtime!
Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, and, well, let's get this out of the way first thing this morning. This is what everybody's going to be asking you, the first question today when you get to work.
Hey, did you see that football game yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you see that football game yesterday?
No, I heard about it.
Okay.
I'm on to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're on to Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah, Pats lost the game with 7 seconds ago.
What? It was really funny.
I know. What?
Because we had walked into a restaurant, and we sat down at the bar, of course. And the first thing out of the bartender's mouth, not like, how are you today?
He's, yeah,
did you see that? Did you see what just happened in the Patriots game? And we're like, no. He's like, I mean, she's like heartbroken.
Like
okay.
You don't want to know, right?
Yeah.
Buddy, I was at a restaurant yesterday, too, at that same time. And on my way into the men's room, they had just gone up by 5. On my way out of the men's room, they had just lost by 1.
Yep. Similar story with Brian yesterday.
Yeah. We were like in the car, so we had the game on. We had to stop at Target.
Oh, my gosh.
So my family went into Target. I'm like, I'm just going to see if they make this field goal. They made the field goal. I'm like, all right, good. I went in. I found my family. Then my phone buzzed with the final score. I'm like, what happened?
Ridiculous. We're sitting there watching a game, and they make the field goal. We got 7 seconds to go. Everybody says, okay, you feel better now? And I said, I'll let you know in 7 seconds.
Yep.
And boom! Out of the blue. Okay, so anyway, other things we have coming up on the program today. We got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in about 10 minutes this morning. Christmas lights in the neighborhood. We're going to talk about those just after 7 this morning. Did anybody go out and see any Christmas lights this weekend?
I did yesterday.
Did you? Okay, there's some pretty good ones out there.
Yeah, we went over to La Salette, and, you know, we just like driving around seeing them.
We took the back roads home, so did that count?
You're the least Christmassy person.
I know, I'm not, yeah.
We got to talk about your Christmas tree today.
Yeah, I'm a monster. I made a radical decision about my Christmas tree yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Believe it.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got that coming up for you.
Okay.
It all happens this morning. Oh, and a couple other things that are just blowing up the internet. The lady who named her, is naming her baby a very strange name. She's taking a lot of grief from the family. And then the crazy bride that blew up the internet with the invitation to all of her guests at the wedding in Hawaii and what they're required to wear.
Oh.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, thrill seekers, it's game time on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have a contestant on the line right now ready to play. His name is Rick Lucier. He's from Brockton, Massachusetts, and Rick drives one of those big chemical tanker trucks.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Rick, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. So you're pulled over. You're not driving the big tanker truck right now, right?
No, I am parked on the side of the road.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Your tanker truck, is it filled with, like, very dangerous and highly corrosive chemicals?
More like highly flammable.
Perfect.
Highly flammable. Okay.
You're not a smoker, are you?
Okay. Now, you be careful this morning. And here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. Now, these are 10 questions that she has deviously concocted, and your job is to give us a correct answer on all of these. Now, you can say pass at any time. Don't say pass on too many, because if you have time left over at the end, you can come back and pick up the ones that you missed. Now, are you ready to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
LBF, are you ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
What is Scrooge's first name?
Ebenezer.
What is the Constitution State?
Connecticut.
Which Irish band released the album War?
Pass.
In football, where do the Falcons come from?
Atlanta. You too.
What is the name of the cat in the Smurfs?
Felix.
What is the most common name for the disease rubella?
Pass.
How many pieces are found in a chess set?
28.
Which animal's tail hair is used to make violin bows?
I didn't hear that.
Which animal's tail hair is used to make violin bows?
Donkey. Horse, excuse me.
What are trammels and seines?
Okay. Time has expired. You know, but you did a pretty good job there.
Friday.
I am not.
That was a tough one.
No, it wasn't. He got 1, 2, 3, 4, and then he passed, and then it became, whatever.
Okay.
So anyway.
Let's bring him up to speed on the one.
The name of the cat in the Smurfs is Azrael. The most common name for the disease rubella is German measles. There are 32 pieces in a chess set. You got the horse right. Congratulations. Yeah. Trammels and seines are fishing nets.
Yep, you know that if you came from Gloucester.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And he came back on you, too. I'm going to give him you,
too. Yeah, I gave him you, too.
We gave him you, too, on that. Okay.
Good job.
Okay, we do have a fine consolation prize for you. This is the To Die For consolation prize.
You have no idea. You're so lucky. I can't
you really lucked out of this.
Take it.
You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman performing songs from Broadway and film with a live orchestra. He's going to be live over at the Garden coming up June 27th. Tickets are on sale today. They start selling these tickets at 10 o'clock, and they will sell out immediately.
They will. It's the hottest ticket in town.
But you have no problem, Rick. You got your tickets already. You're good to go. How's that
so
sound?
So tell me that you want to go.
That's terrific, and I'm sure my wife would love to go.
See?
Listen,
I made your Christmas by
you're
being
a hero,
mean.
Man.
If she doesn't want to go, LBF will go with you.
I'll go with you.
Hey, Rick, have yourself a great day. Be careful out there. Merry Christmas, and thanks for being a member of the nation.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Good, good for you.
Good job.
So, you think you got what it takes? Can you win a grand in 60 seconds? We're going to find out. But first, you have to qualify. To qualify, you have to register. You log on to WRR.com.
Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Hey, everybody, we'll get right back to more music right after your 620 Men from Maine here. You got some Twisted Sister coming up for you. Men from Maine's brought to you by Lesley University. Graduate with the skills to make an impact. Complete your degree online. Lesley University will help you get where you want to go. Learn more online at justgoonline.lesley.edu.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie is shopping for a new hinge at Bangor Hardware and Delicatessen when she spots a silver teapot she really likes, and we hear...
Excuse me, I need to buy a new hinge, but I was wondering how much is that lovely teapot?
Oh, well, that's silver. That'll cost you $300.
Oh, my, that is expensive. Well, anyway, I still need to get a new hinge for our back door. Do you have one?
Oh, sure, I can get you one of those.
Okay.
Now, do you want a screw for that hinge?
Oh, no, but I'll strip down to my skivvies and bark like a dog for that teapot.
Oh, boy.
And for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Do you own...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A neti pot? Did you know a neti pot can kill you?
Sure can. We're going to tell you how next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, get out the neti pot.
No, get out the neti pot and throw it away.
Really? Oh, no.
Really.
This is what happened. A woman rinses her sinuses with a neti pot, and a year later, she's dead.
And they think the neti pot killed her, right?
Yeah. So this is what happened, and it's in like some Journal of Medicine, so you know it's legit. 69-year-old from Seattle. Lingering sinus infection, so she uses a neti pot to like clear her sinuses. I find Sudafed doesn't kill you, but the neti pot does. So she used it for a month. The problem was she didn't use distilled water or boiled water. Like, it's, you know, you have to boil it. You have to make sure it's sterile.
Yeah.
She just used tap water.
Well, how can you use a neti pot without boiling water?
I've used a neti pot without boiling water. I've used a neti pot once, and it was the most horrifying thing in the world. But I did it.
Just with a little bit of, like, lukewarm water?
Yeah. Bad. Probably a bad idea. It might explain it quite a bit.
That's not the purpose. That's not the theory of the neti pot.
No, well, the theory, it doesn't matter. The theory is
squirt some water through there, right?
Anyway, it contained an amoeba, and that is not what you want in your nose. And once that amoeba was in her body, it began to do its deadly work. First, she had a raised red sore on the bridge of her nose. And so she went to the dermatologist, and they're like, well, put some antibiotics on it. But it didn't go away for a year. Meanwhile, the dermatologists were like, I don't know, we'll figure it out. Then the left side of her body began shaking. So she went for an MRI, and they found a brain lesion. They thought it was a tumor, so they started testing the little tissue from the tumor. They got no results. It wasn't until a neurosurgeon opened her skull, and it was riddled with amoeba.
Oh. Amoeba? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard amoeba since, like, seventh grade science class.
Well, you're hearing it now, because it's a scourge.
Okay, so your brain is riddled with amoeba. How do you get rid of that?
You die.
She died.
She died. Since 1993, there have been 70 cases like this.
Were there any paramecium involved?
Mitochondria.
No, you don't get that till the eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so that's from a neti pot. I'm not even going to get into what happens if you swim in a lake down south.
See?
That's for the summer.
The only safe thing to put in your nose is your finger.
You're absolutely right about that. Hank, good point on your part.
Morning, Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, coming up next, I have actual proof that Rudolph's reindeer friends did not bully him. Okay? So this is for all the politically correct people. Okay? Stand by. That's coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, we have a special report for you this morning. This is particularly for the overly politically correct people out there. And this is sort of like CSI North Pole. Rudolph and his friends. The investigation has been concluded. And scientists have now cleared all of Rudolph's reindeer friends for bullying. They say this could not have happened. And they could not have made fun of Rudolph's red nose. And you ask why, Your Honor? It's actually very simple. All reindeer are colorblind. So now you know.
Really?
Just thought I'd pass that along to you this morning.
They also can't talk.
Yes, I know.
So
you notice that
the science really falls apart there.
Yeah. They recognize it's a light, too. So there's that.
That's true. Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to help you out this morning, okay?
Yeah. Right, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
So where were you and what were you doing yesterday, huh, Hank? I guess that's the question.
Well, the Dolphins flipped their way past the Patriots 34-33 yesterday in Miami, stunning the Pats on a 69-yard touchdown pass, catch, and run that included two laterals on the last play of the game. Tom Brady threw for 358 yards and three touchdowns. Torrey Krug's goal in overtime netted the Bruins a 2-1 win in Ottawa yesterday. The Celtics go for their sixth straight win tonight, hosting New Orleans at the TD Garden. Hank Morse, WROR Sports.
Okay, thank you very much, Hank. Hey, did you see the story about this couple in the campfire area, the fire zone in California?
Yeah.
They went home over the weekend. First time they were allowed to get back to their home, which had been totally destroyed. And you know what they discovered?
What?
Their dog was sitting outside waiting for
them. Oh.
Wow. Is that incredible or what?
Yeah.
He'd been gone for 3 weeks.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ho, 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 ho. So the Christmas spirit is alive and well.
Well, it is, but I did something really strange last night with my Christmas tree. And you guys think I'm nuts.
I don't know that it makes it a Christmas tree, then.
Well, here's what happened. So we've had our Christmas tree since the weekend after Thanksgiving. So we've had it a long time.
Yep.
And we've decorated the whole house, and the wreaths are up outside, and it's all great. We have not gotten to decorating the Christmas tree. It's just lights. And so last night, we were sitting there looking at the tree, and I turned to Dave and I said, I have a radical idea. And he said, what's that? I said, why don't we skip putting the ornaments on the Christmas tree this year? And he said, done!
Why are you anti-ornament?
And so he, not only was he like done, he got up and took all of the bins that were next to the tree and put them back up in the attic.
Good. Who would want to go through all those happy memories anyway?
That's right. Yeah.
And then we took like some of the ornaments and put them in a glass jar in front of the Christmas tree. So it's like a deconstructed Christmas tree. We're like Picasso.
The Christmas balls are on the shelf.
So you kind of look like you have like the Pottery Barn minimalist look.
It's not a Pottery Barn thing because Pottery Barn does it. They're tree decorating.
Yeah, but they
really
have some
well.
Very simple.
But it's it's just simple. It's a simple lights only tree.
So basically, you just have a shrub in your house
with lights on it.
Yeah.
I mean, does that make it a Christmas tree if you don't put ornaments on it? That is the big question.
It's basically whatever floats your boat. But, you know, you can go ahead and then feel free to, shortchange your child on
the
memories of the future and the
past.
That's
the other thing. Lucy is not into decorating the tree. I ask her, like, do you want to decorate the tree? No, thanks. So I usually end up doing it alone. And that's no fun. Because
well, it's not supposed to be fun. You're supposed to do it with your family.
Right. Well, you know, it ends up that people are busy.
How could that possibly be fun?
I was away this week.
It'd like, probably be more fun if you'd invite strangers from the street to come in.
I mean, we thought about having like a tree decorating party, but that seemed like a lot.
Well, let's face it. Selecting the tree starts out with a family fight anyway.
Well, that's probably
you
true.
Get the tree home.
Not at our family.
That tree
we
sucks.
Are
you can't
so
get that.
Good at picking out Christmas trees, and we've had great stories about our trees. Last year, it was a switched at birth tree because we picked out one, and we got it home like, this is not the tree we picked out. This year, our tree, when I tell you, it's perfect. It is perfectly shaped. It's the most perfect tree.
So we fight like cats and dogs, but then we get home, we pull out all our memories for the last 25 years.
Yeah,
see, that's
pretty
pretend
cool.
The fight
start
didn't happen.
Yeah. Who gave you this ornament?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. So, I mean, I guess going through all the ornaments and things like that is like a good thing to do and the memories and stuff like that, but
I individually wrap every little ornament,
I
put it away, and then I unwrap. It's like opening up a little gift.
Do you have, like, tissue? Or do you put them in a tissue in a box
tissue
or stuff
paper.
Like that? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
My wife puts them all away and hides the one that she doesn't like of mine in the bottom of the box. We never find them again.
Can't get that back on the tree.
I've avoided all of this.
Wait. You have a tree. You have an ornament that she hates? And
there's a bunch of my old ones. She's like, do we really have to put this one on the tree? So I put plenty of them on, but, you know.
But it's all about
there's
memories.
There's so
many,
memories.
Well, thank you.
I don't look back.
Thank you very much.
It distracts from the now.
Little Miss Kathy Buzzkill.
He's like, Louie, what is that? I'm like, what is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
Coming up right after the Men from Maine episode here, we got some Pat Benatar standing by for you. And also, we're going to do a special little thing here called Where Were You and How Shocked Were You Yesterday Afternoon at the End of the Pats Game? So, because I know that everybody, the first thing you're going to say when you run into somebody at work this morning is like, wow. So, what do you think about the game yesterday? Everybody was just blown away by the whole thing. So that's coming up next. In the meantime, let's get to your Men from Maine, and it's brought to you by Massage Envy. Purchase $100 in Massage Envy gift cards between now and December 31st. Receive vouchers for 2 free session enhancements. Massage Envy membership, making the best of everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie and Evis are celebrating their anniversary and having a little lovey-dovey conversation when we hear...
Well, Effie, you know, after all these years of marriage...
Well?
There's one thing I've always wondered.
What's that, darling?
Well, I'm wondering how many different men have you been with?
Oh, I don't think you want to know that, Ephes. You'd get all jealous and all fired up and everything. I don't think so.
No, I'll be fine, really. Tell me.
Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then there was you.
Huh?
7, 8, 9, 10.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
28.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
And so now, welcome to our special feature this morning called How Stunned Were You? And where were you when it happened yesterday? Because we know that everyone, the first thing you say when you see somebody you haven't seen since Friday, you're going to say, God, can you believe that? Were you watching that when the...
When you were watching Dirty John last night, Bravo.
It was a dirty play, though.
You watched that the Dolphins game. So, first of all, Hank, where were you?
I was with a bunch of friends having a Christmas luncheon.
Yep.
Going into the men's room at the Tuscan Kitchen in Burlington, saw the field goal. Ha, we're up by five.
Boom.
Time I came back out.
Lose.
Yeah, game right. Over.
Unbelievable. And Brian was same thing.
Yeah, we have we're in the throes of basketball seasons. We had a basketball game, so we got in the car after the game at 4 o'clock, and the game was still on. We're like, oh, great! We had to stop at Target. We're listening to the game on the way home. My family goes into Target, and I say, you know what? I'm just going to see if they make this field goal. I'll meet you guys inside. They made the field goal. I turned the car off. I walked inside. I found my family, and then my phone buzzed with the final score, and I'm in the middle of Target, and I go, what the? What happened?
So I get
unbelievable.
I even got a text from Wally yesterday about 6:30. He says it's 2 hours and I'm still in shock.
Oh wow!
He said not getting over the whole thing. So here is exactly the LLB. You were not watching the game, right?
No, I wasn't. I was at a bar,
and
we actually walked into a bar, and the first thing the bartender said before, like "Hello, welcome to our," was "Hey, did you see the end of that game?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like. Just shaking his head, walking away. I'm like, what happened?
I get a text from LBF. It says, what happened in Miami?
Yeah, exactly, right?
So if there's one person out there who missed it, we're going to give you the last, basically the last 8 seconds of the football game from 98.5 Sports Hub with Soshi and Zoe. And now
Zoe barely says anything.
Listen for Zoe in the middle of this. Because Zoe, in the middle of this call... Zoe realizes what's about to happen.
And the ball's in the Miami 31, just to give
that's
an example
right, okay.
Where the ball was.
And we're up by 5 points and 7 seconds left on the clock.
What he sees in front of him, a field of defensive backs and a Hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to... Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25,
that was 20, was
15, 10. He's going to win the full race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the line roll. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned and disbelieved.
So it was like
bad.
A dagger in the
I think
heart.
So you know? She was a little too excited.
Little too excited.
Yeah, he was. I was like,
thing.
Why is he? He sounds like he's from Miami. Yeah,
I know.
I mean, I don't listen to a lot of sports.
It's an exciting play.
Have to call him out on that, you know?
He needed to be a little bit more somber, like I can't believe this is happening, that sort of thing.
Zoe was money, though, with his...
Yeah.
He was funny. Hey, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Okay, are you over it yet?
Over it? I'm a Dolphins fan.
Oh
my God.
But I was sitting there going, what the heck is Gronkowski doing in there? This isn't
Hail Mary?
Kickoff.
Hail Mary?
No, not the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary?
Short
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about there, Al. Thanks for the call.
Okay, do you know what Dolphin fans do on Super Bowl Sunday?
What do they do?
They watch the Patriots.
That's right. Okay, and I got Malcolm, another rare breed, a Dolphins fan who lives in Medway.
Yeah, they're coming out now.
How's that going anyway, huh?
So far, so good. I haven't gotten into work yet, so I just can't wait.
Oh, you're going to be fine to be around.
I know. How was it like Friday, with all your buddies that were Patriots fans at work?
I was just taking all of their abuse, and I knew what was going to happen from the beginning.
You
this
knew.
Is how it was
really?
Going to happen, and it's it.
So then you, obviously you won a lot of money.
No.
Because if you knew what was going to happen, you would have obviously spent $1,000 at least on that.
Right. When's the last time you said to yourself, there's a chance the Patriots won't make the playoffs?
I know. It's unbelievable.
Well, every year I say the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl. And one of these years I'm going to be right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day today. Okay.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, let's get to it.
Well, you know what? This is brought to you by Russell's Garden Center. What did Lindsey Buckingham do to Stevie Nicks to get him kicked out of the band? Well, I'll tell you, he made fun of her. He basically made fun of her, and she was like, you know what? You can go your own way.
That's a musical play on words right there.
Wow.
Yeah, he was fired from the band because she was at their Music Cares tribute earlier this year. He reportedly mocked her long-winded acceptance speech. And then, according to Lindsey Buckingham, who was on CBS This Morning yesterday, the band and management was given an ultimatum by Nick that either Buckingham was gone or she was gone.
She just don't stop, huh? Kept on going on that speech.
Yes, she really did.
No,
here
indeed,
we go.
Please do stop.
Deep cuts. So they signed off on something. You got a settlement of something. He said, I'm happy enough with it. Not out here trying to twist the knife at all. I'm trying to look at this with some level of compassion and wisdom. So we got paid.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of Lindsay.
Never make fun of a diva.
She's not a diva. Maybe he was a real jerk about it.
Nah.
You don't think he's a diva?
No.
Of course you don't.
No, I'm just, of course I absolutely don't know what I'm talking about because I don't know either of them, but I'm just going from what I've heard from people in the music business that he's a decent guy and that she's a prima donna.
Well, they had that long relationship.
Yeah, I know.
Weird.
Anyway, Jennifer Aniston says both of her marriages were successful. Very successful, actually. And I like this story because she was talking about, you know, she's been divorced twice. She was married to Brad Pitt for 5 years. And then she was married to Justin Theroux for 2 years. And one could look at that and be like, that's a failure. But she's not going to because it's, I don't think people should. My marriages, she told Elle magazine, they've been very successful in my personal opinion. And when they came to an end, it was a choice that was made because we chose to be happy. And sometimes happiness didn't exist with that arrangement anymore. And she said, when the work has been put in and it doesn't seem like there's an option of it working, that's okay. That's not a failure. Agreed. Bravo, Jennifer Aniston. I think she's got a really... I saw her on Oprah once, and she has this really great attitude about life. Like, she was talking about how she loves to get up in the morning. It's like her favorite thing, and go make a cup of coffee and just wait for the day. So, I don't know. Maybe she's just these guys that she hooks up with. I don't know. Speaking of guys, Kid Rock is doing a great thing. He's following Tyler Perry's lead, because Tyler Perry paid off $434,000 worth of layaway items at two Walmarts last week. Now, Kid Rock did the same thing. He did it in Nashville. He paid off $81,000 of people's layaways. So
that's really a
the
cool
takeaway
thing,
is
that cool.
You should go put some stuff on layaway at Walmart. Some celebrity might buy it for you. What?
You have to do it in Nashville, though?
No, you can do it anywhere.
Closest
anywhere.
To a celebrity, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, close to a celebrity. Okay.
So there you go.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, listen, do you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds?
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, I certainly hope you're ready for all the thrills and chills of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, the game right here at WRR Radio. So let's go ahead and meet our player this morning. He's in the video production business at a laser company. He's from Somerville, Massachusetts, and his name is Doug Curry. Good morning, Doug. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
Good.
Right. So, how's everything in Somerville?
Lovely. Cold.
Good. Did you go over and throw axes at the new Urban Axe in Somerville over the weekend?
I haven't yet, but I'm excited to.
I'm sure you will.
We highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's fun. Satisfying.
It's a good time.
Go in a bad mood.
So here's what's going to happen. Yeah, you can really work out a lot of frustrations there. So here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a span of 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker ticking in the background. Don't let that push you over the edge. She's going to give you the full 60 seconds. You don't know an answer, just say pass. Skip it, and we'll pick it up if you got time left at the end. You get them all right, we'll give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Then, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What kind of animal is the title character in the movie Babe?
Pig.
What does a cartographer do?
Makes maps.
What is the capital of Washington?
Olympia.
What beverage has the slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Yeah.
Who drove the bus in 1994's movie Speed?
Keanu Reeves.
The bald-headed eagle is the national bird of this country.
United States.
What is the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse called?
A mule.
How long is a silver anniversary?
30 years.
What happened to Barry Allen after lightning struck the chemicals in his lab?
He became the Hulk.
How many hits does it take to sink the submarine in the game of Battleship?
4.
What beverage 4. Has the slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Oh! Time has expired.
A strong showing.
Okay, good strong showing. You had five correct. You missed four, and you had a couple of passes. So let's go ahead and review, if you would, please.
Okay, the beverage has a slogan, open a bottle of sunshine is sunny delight.
Sunny.
Tricky, Sandra Bullock drove the bus in Speed. A silver anniversary is 25 years. Barry Allen turned into The Flash. And it takes three hits to sink the submarine in the game of Battleship. But well done.
Good job.
Yeah, you really did a great job.
Well, I think you're going to like this. We have for you a $100 gift card to make your holiday season extra special this year at Venezia, Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant.
Oh, that place is great.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific place with a special holiday menu featuring fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. So for hours and menus and reservations and more, call Venezia. Just go online to Venezia.com.
It's right on the water. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, hey, listen, have yourself a great day today. Thanks a million for being a member, and thanks for listening. It's
great
really
job, Doug.
Okay, good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to play? You can, but you got to qualify. Log on to WROR.com, register, and you could be playing next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay. So you're going to do a little shopping in Boston on Friday, huh? Oh.
Banned in Boston.
Yep.
Plastic bags. This is what's going to happen on
Friday. No more.
They're going to be banned in Boston. And, you know, it only applies to checkout bags used at stores, not bags used at dry cleaners, newspaper bags, or produce bags from inside a supermarket. But
oh, gotcha. Like the ones they put around, like, the meat.
Yes, exactly. So
or your ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And the vegetables?
The vegetable, you know, like the little thing.
Yeah, the little thing you pull off, the roller thing.
Those will still be in Boston.
They'll still be there, okay.
Retailers, like when you leave the store, a grocery store or a regular store, and they give you
they say paper or plastic? Right.
There's no more plastic. Yeah. Even at like a Macy's or something like that, the big plastic bags.
No, gone, right?
Gone, yeah. And so it's actually, some people, the Retailers Association says it's, you know, it's expensive for the stores, especially the mom and pop stores. And that consumers will be upset about it. But, you know, environmentally, it's really a really good thing to do. Because, like, 350 million single-use plastic bags are used in Boston each year. And most of them end up in landfills or a litter on the street.
Wow, 300 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's a good thing. I was actually at my friend's house this weekend, and they're sailors. And I noticed that she had metal straws in our drinks.
yeah, how could that possibly
And happen? I said, so I like your straws. And she's like, yeah, well, when we sail, we see, like, dead whales and things like that. And when it's all plastic in their stomachs. Oh, and so in the ocean, she really sees the effects of all the plastic being used.
What about the trees they have to cut down to make the bags?
Well, they can sell the stores can sell those reusable bags like they do at the grocery store, which I always buy, and then I always
forget. So
it's like one
like
of those
42
things.
Of those bags in your trunk, right?
It's crazy. What I do now is, especially if I'm just getting something small, I just say I don't need a bag and put it in my pocketbook. So, I mean,
that's also called shoplifting.
Yeah. Okay.
Use that excuse, everybody.
Okay. Gotcha.
What is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that's the original one
on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, listen. You want to look good in the holiday pictures, you know, with the family and all that sort of thing. But what about that one snaggly tooth? You
know?
You want to take care of that. Okay, we got the person for you to see.
Okay, Dr. Emma Wu, she's incredible. She's got an office in Danvers and North Andover, and she has a new office in North Andover. When you walk in, leather chairs, a fireplace, the staff is so helpful. And, you know, the thing is that she offers the latest and greatest in dental work, which is like restorative, dental implants, you know, cosmetic surgery, and then she does, you know, sort of Invisalign, if you have, like, your teeth shift when you get older, and you don't necessarily want to get metal braces. And she has Invisalign, and that's great. She has a Cerec one visit dentistry, which is a crown in one single visit. She does both procedures when it comes to implant surgery. It's amazing. Give her a call. No, don't give her a call. Visit her website because it's got everything. DrEmmaWu.com. That's DrEmmaWu.com. And financing is available.
This is extremely exciting because coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be spinning the wheel of meat. We have actual butchers and catering experts in the studio from McKinnon's Markets here.
Terrific.
I mean, this is really, really big time, so stand by. You could be a winner next right here at WR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
This is very exciting. John Grossi, who's from Cumberland and Rhode Island, is on the line. He's our 15th caller. John, this is a big deal, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, because you're going to get the opportunity to actually spin the wheel of meat. This is an amazing opportunity for you, John. I'm sure it's a lifelong dream come true, right?
God, I'm so excited. You can't
even
imagine.
I can tell.
Espresso, why my heart's racing.
It's amazing. This is such a big deal that we actually have not one, not two, but three people from McKinnon's right here in the studio with us this morning. We have Chris, Eric, and Lauren. So first of all, I'm going to say hi to... Oh, boy, this is really an unusual situation. So we have Lauren over here. Hi, Lauren. Hi. And Lauren, meet Lauren.
Hello.
Hi.
And I'm Lauren, and you're Lauren. Three Lauren's in one place at one time.
This is great.
And then we got Chris and Eric. Hi, guys. How you doing this morning? Okay, now who's the who's the best butcher?
Hold up your hands. Who has all your fingers?
Chris and Eric.
All right.
Okay, so Chris and Eric, you're both butchers, right?
I pretend to be.
You pretend to be.
I've been
okay.
cutting meat
Chris
for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And you've been butchering for how long?
Since I sort of was born into the business.
Into the business. Yeah. Okay, great. So I just got one question for you. Well, actually, I have several, but I'll start off with this one. What's the difference between prime and choice?
Well, the USDA sort of had, not the USDA, the FDA.
USDA, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Prime's
the best. Choice and then select is at the bottom. They're all very good.
They're all very good. Okay.
Sell them all.
So it's select, choice, and then prime.
It's not like a so-so.
That's no, that goes for dog food.
Oh.
Okay.
poor dogs.
Okay. Another question. How long, say you got an 80-pound pig.
And you want
to really extreme cookery,
and you want to roast it on your grill. Any idea how long that would take?
Well,
if you got a spit, you're going to turn it on.
That's
going to
take all night. Yeah.
All night long.
I was going to need a giant grill.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you got to be set up for that. They have the half barrels, you know, cut in half. And
oh my god, that seems
we sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sell 80-pound, 100-pound pigs. That's
you awesome. Sell 80-pound, 100-pound pigs?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
More during the summer.
Later.
Yeah. So, I mean, this season, it's like roast season, right?
It certainly is, yeah.
Yes.
You get a goose here and there?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah. How about those birds with the feathers and stuff? You get those, too? Okay. What are you recommending for a great Christmas roast?
Well, my favorite's a holiday roast. I get a holiday roast every year. It's, you know, the super beef you get at Kelly's?
Sure.
It's the same cut of beef. It's,
oh, okay.
It's a little leaner than a prime rib. It's easy to cook. It's half the price. I love a holiday roast.
Really? Yeah. Okay,
nice.
Very good.
I like it.
Okay, well, let's John, who's on the line here this morning now. John, what kind of meat are you hoping to win here this morning?
Any kind of roast would be great, and this prime rib would be awesome.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we just happen to have Lauren, who's over here, who's actually the actual spinner from McKinnon's, who's going to spin the wheel of meat for us. What kind of meats do we have on the wheel there, Lauren?
Well, we've got a couple of roasts. We have a 10-pound holiday roast, a 14.5-pound pot roast.
Wow, that's a big pot roast.
Yeah.
You need a big pot.
Yeah.
And it's it's a common misconception that pot roast is sold in Northampton. That's
right.
Not necessarily true. Okay. Now, here's the deal. John, what you're going to do is you're going to say 1, 2, 3, spin, and then Lauren is going to spin the wheel, and we'll find out exactly what you've won. So are you ready to get her going here this morning, John?
I'm raring to go.
Okay, all go right. ahead and
all right,
give the command.
Here you go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh,
Ooh, nice spin. Confident. I love it.
And it's landed on. What do we have for John this morning?
16 and three-quarter pounds of whole beef brisket.
Nice.
John, that's a big, big deal for you. Congratulations.
Wow.
And enjoy the holidays. And anybody else, remember, you can go to McKinnon's and check it out. The holiday roasts are tasty, tender, customer cut to order. You can call their locations in Everett, Danvers, Salem, New Hampshire, or Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And they also have the best Angus prime rib, tenderloin roast, or sirloin holiday roast. You guys, thank you very much for coming in and helping us out with a wheel of meat this morning. And John, you hold the line, and we're going to ship this off to keep an eye on your mailbox, because we're going to see if we can shove this thing, the entire piece of meat, in your mailbox, okay? Have a great one, okay?
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, look, we want to urge you once again. We're running out of time here because Christmas City is coming up, and this is collection week for the toys. So if you need to know what kind of toy they need, because these are individually chosen toys, chosen for the kids, these are toys the kids ask for. So if you need to know, just log on to WRR.com. There's so many places you can drop these off. These are just really great businesses who volunteered to be a drop-off point, like Accurate Heat, Air Service in Franklin, Abbott's Frozen Custard in Needham and Brighton, Thieves Keys Dueling Piano Bar in Boston. The list just goes on and on, but the easiest way to find the location is go online to WRR.com, where you can also find out the toys that are needed, okay? Because we're picking up this
week. And Jake and Sparky are actually stopping by tomorrow morning to tell us all about it. They just had their big tree event. And, this is crunch time right here. Let's get all the kids the toys they need.
Jake and Sparky are the ones who founded Christmas City over 20 years ago. This is going to affect 10,000 kids who would have nothing if it weren't for this organization on Christmas morning, okay? So please help us out.
It's really great.
WRR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.